Pensando du coup. Okay, thank you for staying thus far. Now we pray for comprehension of your word, so that our eyes are open, so that we see as we ought to see, so that no truth is hidden from us today. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Okay. Don't forget, funny enough, it is an attempt not to stay simple with God's word that lands people in problem. You actually learn to stay simple, but voluminous. Staying simple, but voluminous. That means you must read a lot. You must not read just a few. But staying simple, yes, you are reading enough. You just see the truth for your face. At times we just try to summarize, just hear something and just assume, okay, heaven. I just want to do, we don't want to read. That's why I do my best. I don't just read anything in such an hurry. Just look at everything. Like I said, okay, this and policy, Genesis 304. Genesis 304. Genesis 3, part 4. That's my own acronym for that. So, how do I call it? We saw the beginning of a lot of things from Genesis. I said, let's see heaven too. Let's see heaven. What is called heaven? And like I said, in the old Bible, it was used over 520 times, the word heaven, minimum of 520 times. And to actually know what is happening, you must look at everything. You must not make a conclusion in an hurry, or else you land things in problem. So what we'll be doing right now will be more of reading. Some of you may not even have up to one page to write right now. Amen. It's actually in the next verse that you now see explanation. Right now we'll be reading. So try and put the glow on your eyes so you can see clearly. But I'll do my best. We are not reading that much. When you see all this, when you now see others that I'm not reading today, you'll be able to what? Interpret. Exactly. Okay, so Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So first write this now. If we agree that God is everywhere, then it will be funny to say God lives in heaven. If we agree that God is everywhere, then it will be funny to say God lives in heaven. Very funny. Why are you everywhere yet you live in heaven? That's funny. That means if I'm praying right now, God is hearing me. I don't have to shout for him to even hear me. And he's everywhere. He knows all the thoughts of the intent of man's heart. So how come we're also saying he lives in heaven? Heaven is God's home. And we are going to heaven to meet God. Lots of things that we see. So Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning what happened? God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Well, let me also say this. Sometimes you see a word that as we're going on right now, don't forget this Hebrew word. Hebrew word doesn't really know how to put plural from singular. Sometimes you are going to meet words like heavens. In the Hebrew word, it's the same word as heaven. It's actually the translators that try to what? Interpret it as heavens. There's no Hebrew word to actually differentiate plural from singular. I mean, in fact, it's a... So you just see almost the same thing. Yeah, I'm touching heaven here. Okay. If I get better clarity, I will let you know later. Okay. Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created where? The heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth. But from verse 2, we now start seeing stuffs. And the earth was what? Without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I beg you, don't put any drama ceremony to verse 2. Yeah, and you say, the Spirit of God, he doesn't have a place to stay, he's swimming. The Spirit of God, so everyone say, and that is talking about God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that verse 3 is the Son, verse 2 is the Holy Ghost, verse 1 is the Father. The God is one. There are no three gods. Rather, what we have, what we call the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is a redemptive terminology. It's redemptive. That means it's not that God became three. That's not what happened. So that means to analyze Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you must analyze man. It's man you analyze. It's man that was changing state from unsaved to saved, right? The man called saved is the man that is indwelt by God. The man called saved is the man in Christ. Are you with me? So it is man that is changing face. And as man is changing face, he is seeing, he is discovering God for that change of face to happen. So it's not God, it's not the Spirit, it's not the Holy Ghost that is swimming over water. Verse 2 is simply prophetic of that 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse what? 5 and 6, right? God who commanded light to shine out of darkness as shine where? In our hearts. So like I said, remember in series 1, the Spirit opening the face of the waters, as I told you then, that it talks about what's the preaching of the gospel. Are you with me? Because if the darkness is talking about the heart of man, let that be light is talking about the gospel, right? Darkness is talking about the heart of man, it was without form. Remember the face of the water. Verse 3, and God said what? Let there be light, and there was light. That's everything we have seen thus far is what is spiritual. It's spiritual. 2 Corinthians 4, that should be 4, 6, 7. So everything we have seen so far is spiritual, nothing physical. This is not talking about the physical as yet. Are you with me? Okay, thank you, sir. So, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and he called the darkness night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So everything created on the first day was strictly spiritual, nothing physical. Of course, later you will see the creation of the sun and the moon to tell you that what you are seeing right down there is not talking about anything that you can grasp. It's talking, that was prophetic about the preaching of the gospel. That's reading 2 Corinthians 4, you see that there. Talking about the preaching of the gospel. Verse 6. And God said, let there be what? Happy attention, please. I need your concentration. Just look at it. Put your eyes totally on your Bible. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. And let God divide the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made what? The firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which are what? Above the firmament, and it was so. So the question, so there was a division of the waters below from the waters above. So the question would be, you know that if you are thinking that this is a literal account of creation, something is already missing. Who can guess? I know you are too fast. That's why you are not getting. You have to think with this one, okay? Think with me today. So what do you think is missing already now? Think about it now. Water itself, when was it created? Check. When was water created? Verse 2? I've told you that verse 2, don't put drama ceremony into verse 2. And even verse 2 doesn't even talk about creation of water. Are you with me? Even verse 2 doesn't talk about creation of water. And I've told you that don't put anything physical to verse 2 to everything on day 1. Don't put anything physical to that. So, water, when was it created? Just saw it. So once again, this is an afterman summary of another man's job. This is an afterman summary of another man's job. It was not, if Adam was the one writing, we are going to have a better analysis of the creation of the earth. If Adam gave us a detailed analysis of the creation of the earth, who help? Are you with me? Who help? Because scripture is not written for history. Scripture is written for what? Salvation in Christ Jesus. God is not trying to prove to you that I am the creator of the world. He's not trying to prove that to you. You get me? God is not trying to say, I created it. He's not trying to lay claim to the world. That's not what he's trying to, he's not trying to prove that. So if somebody is saying today, don't worry, the word came by evolution. It's not proving that. It's not proving that unto you. By the time you believe, by the time you see God in salvation, you're not operating with creation. You understand? The reason why you would say maybe God, man came from what do you call it? Evolution, right? It's because you have not believed in salvation. When you understand salvation, you will not say all those rubbish again. So God is not trying to context, he's not giving you not giving you a checkmate account of creation. Genesis 1 again is not a checkmate, it's not a uncontestable account of creation. Rather, it's an uncontestable account of salvation. Don't forget that. By the time you believe in salvation, you will not operate with creation. Thank you. So, this is a Moses account, not God's account. Not even Adam's account. So the man that would have been close to tell you more of what happened in Genesis as far creation of heaven and earth, is called Adam. Now, see verse 8. Everybody, look at verse 8. If I just get verse 8, I can as well close to this part and just go to the next part. Verse 8, let's read together. I want to go. And God called the firmament what? God called the what? Firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the what? Second day. Don't forget, what do you see in the latter verse? He divided the waters above, right? From the waters beneath. Don't lose any detail there. And he now called the one above firmament. Everything above. What did he call it? Heaven. So, write in your notes, sky is heaven. He called the firmament heaven. Sky was called heaven. Where is sky? This one. Thank God, I'm coming gradually. See, okay, let's read from verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be what? Gathered under unto one place, and let the dry land what? Appear. And it was so. And let the dry land appear from where? And the dry land was under the water before. So I tell you that a lot of things have gone, that it's not written. Where did it come from? From who? Amen. So, and verse 10, God called the dry land earth. Of course, guys, this one, discuss more of all this. And the gathering together of the waters, he called the what? The seas. And God saw it that it was good. So remember, I told you in the last part that God does not see. I mean, God does not do and see. God does not discern. I said, I now see. Okay, it's good. That's not, of course, that is something is fishing there, okay? Now, verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth what? Grass. Let the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the what? Third day. But in land, God said, let there be light in the firmament of the what? Of the what? Heaven, right? And let to divide the what? The day from the night. And let them be for what? Signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let there be for them be for light in the what? Firmament of the heaven. To give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, right? The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made stars also. So all these stars, sun, moon, they are where? In what? Heaven. Or firmament. And God set them upon in the firmament of the what? Heaven, to give light upon the earth, right? God set them where? In the firmament of the sky. To give light upon the earth. Are you following me? And to rule over the day, That's why I told you that that Genesis chapter 1, let that be light, cannot be light, cannot be the sun and moon. Because later now we are saying creation of what sun and moon later. Thank you. To rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Verse 9, and the evening and the morning were the first day. 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth what abundantly, the moving creature that hath life and fowl that they may fly above the earth and the what open firmament of heaven. So, all we have seen thus far is the what? Firmament, sky, atmosphere. Firmament, sky, atmosphere. Okay. Some of you that dodge, think you have dodged geography in school, have met a pastor that will give you an exam on geography again. So, under the division of the earth crust, we have, remember, down, we have the core, right? Above the core, we have the mantle, right? Above the mantle, we have the lithosphere. Okay, now, lithosphere is actually this ground, okay? That's where we have lithosphere, silicon, and the rest. Plenty of them there. It's used for electronics. So, lithosphere. Now, just above the lithosphere, we have atmosphere. Let's call it generally, from the ground now upwards, we have atmosphere. Let's first call it atmosphere, okay? Now, this atmosphere now has five further divisions. Write it down. It's Bible study. So the first division, that means from the ground to, let me say, 11 kilometers. Hello, please, I need to write it, okay? Man actually divided it based on changes in temperature and changes in pressure and what they call it? Humidity, temperature, but majorly, you know, the higher you go, you can't breathe again, right? Pressure. Thank you. That's one. You got that one, Abby. That's what they say in the airplane. You know, in the airplane, actually, airplane is a pressurized cabin. That means they will supply air. That means if the window, you know, as you are moving on the ground now, if you wind down your glass, what will happen? Air will come in. In the airplane, if you wind down, air will go out. You get me? Air will go out because you will be forced to go out to suck you out because the pressure over there is less than atmospheric. Are you with me? So that means immediately the windows comes down, it comes off. So don't sleep on your window. Okay? Like, immediately the windows comes off, every air in the cabinet will be sucked out. That's why at times they say, in case of pressure drop, they will say an oxygen mask like this will fall down and please put it on your nose. Are you with me? That is an emergency backup system for passengers. And if they cannot pressurize the whole cabin again, that means pressure level is low. Okay. So, there is a reason I'm saying all this. You will get it later. You have to look more at Adam again. Then, continue looking at heaven. So, we have what's called the troposphere. That is 11 kilometers from the ground. Just, and that's where we have the clouds. That's the first division. We have the clouds and the rest there. After the troposphere, that is 50 kilometers above the earth, we have the stratosphere. That's where we find aircraft. That is 50 kilometers from the earth crust upward. We have the stratosphere, find aircraft. That's where you have the ozone layer. TROPOS sphere. Tropos. Next one is stratos. STRATOS. Stratosphere. That is 50 kilometers. That's where we find aircraft and what? Ozone layer. Okay, next one, we have mesosphere. That is 87 kilometers. That's where we have satellites and rockets. Mesosphere. M-E-S-O. Mesosphere. Sorry, see, I'm not a man of God. Call me anything. Call me a geography teacher. Anything you call me. Thank you. Then, that is 87 kilometers. So that is... Here we have the what we call satellite orbits. That is really far. After that, we have thermosphere. That is 500 kilometers. Thermosphere. Thank you. THERMO. Thermosphere. Then 500. Then from that. That place man does not explore it. That is, man got to his limits in mesosphere. Sir? I don't want to go to enslave what you can relate with, okay? So because all those exploring during space and dress, essentially a theory that says that, and I told you before that man never went to the moon. A theory like that already. Go to YouTube, you see it. That never went there. That was all Pabu. That's what I'm saying. The theory said they never got there. Go quit on YouTube. I'm telling you the truth. And it was, if by the time they analyze all those their videos and the rest, I mean, looks like more fabrication. Because the truth is, they said if they have gone to the moon, why have they not gone back? If truly you went to the moon and you put something there, then you should have gone back after them. So a lot of things were seen. No, of course, those are also the years, it's not 1970s, right? 70, 80s, 70. These are also the year where each country is striving to be the world power. You are doing a lot to form superiority, are you with me? So Russia, so there are a lot of scandals around that which I don't have the full details yet. I'm sorry, this type of study. Okay. After the thermosphere, we have the exosphere. EXO sphere. Unexplored. I don't know. That is from 500, that is just above. That is from there. Was not end. Now, each of these layers, they protect the earth from different types of radiation. Not only the ozone layer. Each of these layers, they have their duty. They protect the earth from different types of radiation from the sun. It's not just UV that comes from the sun. X-ray comes from the sun. X-ray, gamma ray, they all come from the sun. So there is a covering, a progressive covering upon the earth. I told you also before that, they have disproved that the earth is not spherical. Eh? No, that one is already disproved because although it's curved, we know it's curved, but that the earth is actually a ball that joins together like this. No. Because it was actually, when people start thinking that, why are we like this? Think about it too. This is only the circle. Are you with me? If I tell you look at that circle, Japan is around this side. Are you with me? Japan is here, North Korea, South Korea, they are around here. Now, by the time you come here, you see all this USSR, China, India, USSR, Saudi Arabia, then Europe. Under Europe, you have what? You have Africa, right? Down there. Then after that, you now cross to start going slowly, then you go to South America, then North America, Canada. Now, think this about it. Alabama, thank you. Alaska. So if somebody wants to travel from Japan, that is already here, to Canada, since the earth is round, where should you take? Here or here? Where should be shorter? Back. But there's no flight through this path. Why? What they say is that if you are trying to go this way, you keep going, you eat so much ice, you come back. If you are going from here too, from Japan side, you keep going, you eat so much ice, you come back. But some people just did some abacadabra, they say, oh, don't worry. They said they have circumnavigated the earth. They said they have gone around. There is no proof. There is proof for it. Please, that one is not Bible study. That one is that is hypothesis. Also, of course, you know of the North Pole and the South Pole. Huh? You know before they said the thing is freeze, last 2 years, it's now start freezing. The freezing that was now extreme. Are you with me? Okay. So where am I? So I said all those layers they protect the earth from different types of radiation from the sun. So that means by the extremes of the earth, all we know is that there is serious ice as boundaries for the earth. Are you with me? Like ice, like they say it's almost like an ice wall. Just put it on YouTube. Circumnavigation of the earth, the fallacy, the truth. And the first, we have time, not time that you have to prepare for exam. Okay? Just go to your study. You see the limit of man. You don't see about the moon. See that you see the limit of man. You can talk so much. Amen. Yeah, you don't want to acknowledge that there's a God. There's a God over all things. Not that powerful, okay? Not that powerful. That's why there has been a son. Nobody has been able to get there. Go now. That's why there has been. Everybody can see that planet magic. You can't step. Nobody can step. Nobody has been able to step his mass. Come on, go with it. Nobody. Yeah, it's moving. He will have movies. And that word is all a fantasy. You with me? Think it's Asgard. We can see it, we can picture it, but that people actually. And one thing about the mass, said, imagine, say, the people who analyze it, said, not even bacteria can survive there. Go and Google it. That's what I'm saying. You Google it. You don't stay on one side. The same way we also know that the earth was circle before. You just Google it. Just it's not. I may not be right in this one. It's not Bible study. Are you with me? Google it. Praise God. Now, so above all those layers, we have the other planets. None of them right at this before. Now I say it seems plenty. From top, Mercury, right? Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto. Very cold, right? From very hot to very cold, right? So now, say it has continued. So, okay, this sounds like everything. Okay, so all that, let me say this one, hear this clearly. Everything we just mentioned right now, they are all part of the earth. Who don't know? Yes. Just write it down. Or call it, they are all, okay, sorry, don't write earth. They are all part of physical creation. Don't put earth. This, we have named earth this one. Have you? So, everything we just mentioned right now, they are all part of the physical creation. Or Mercury, is it a spiritual location? Everything is physical. They can see it, right? Because the issue is they don't have enough sufficient stuff to. If you do not even. No, I think man is limited. A big plane fell into Pacific. What is the name of that flight again? Malaysia Island. That we call our gadget, a big plane entered the ocean. Everybody found it, they couldn't. Everybody look for it because even submarine, you know, they have maximum depths. There are depths they don't go to. I know there are some buttons they can go, some buttons you can't. Because you know what, the lower you go, the weight of the water is pressing on you. So as you are going down, it's like a car is under maybe a story building. Now you are pressed down with maybe a skyscraper. So the deeper you go, that's why if you, okay, let me know, which movie do you, is Resident Submarine movie? Huh? Isn't it this Resident Submarine movie now? Hunter Killer, right?
Yeah.
Immediately thing got to the bottom, his walls start cracking. What's up popping because the pressure is too much. So there are a lot of unexplored locations. Even on this earth. Even my own. Okay. Praise God. Okay. So some of those planets that we talk about, they are basically too cold or too hot. Which right do we call it to? Which I may all call Adam's failed project. Which I may call Adam's failed projects. Don't ask me any question about that. So, now, don't forget how the heart came. Don't forget how the heart came, okay? I think we're going to look at the Bible. I'm coming now. Don't forget how the heart came. Water above, right? And water beneath. But, so, even what we call heaven, in fact, what Adam called heaven, what are those divisions? What's the first division? Come on. Troposphere, right? Hey, the people who are saying they want to build a tower to reach heaven, is that tower up to that skyscraper in Dubai? Huh? Maybe they just did four-story building. Say, we are getting to heaven. They didn't even see beyond the cloud. Cloud is just 11 kilometers. Just small. With technology now, we saw that even 500 kilometers above the earth, we are just starting. From 500 kilometers, now we cannot, they just call it space. Are you with me? Even rockets does not get to mesosphere, top, they don't. Satellites don't go beyond. Thank you. So, that means, what do you think all of them is calling heaven? Cloud. First one. And with technology, you can see further. You know, say they want to build a tower to reach heaven. How tall? How tall is it? How tall? Even Egyptian pyramid, how tall is it? Don't quit now. How tall? You don't see skyscraper in Dubai. You put your head up like this. Say, yeah! What do you think that? How many straight building? 100 and. 100 and something. That's not fun. Maybe that's not funny. This thing is how many? Sorry, 3. You, how do you source? Go now, go now, start your bit. Goodbye. Now imagine you are putting 110. And every year, and right now, I think Dubai, they are already trying to build they are the owner of the world record now, tallest building. And they are trying to build that same record. Now there is a building they have, I didn't know how many, maybe that one is 83 building. On top of the building, they put a swimming pool. So now, it was like a boat across two fully building. Like they do two, one is the one, they now put a swimming pool on it. Yeah, they are not reachable. Amen, amen. Okay, very concerned. There's something that they call, in science, they call zero gravity. What's God with? All this is, how many thousand dollars that you said to enter that place? Last night, they will tell me. That is just like a plane. See what it happens, though. Eh? They want to give you the experience of space. So, the plane will take off from the earth. Instead of just going like this, it will take off like this. It's a special plane designed for that to really take off at a steep angle, so it will go above the first layer. It will get to those satellites. Hope you know there's something holding them. Once you are just able to get there, it'll just be floating. Because then, if you remember, this is escape velocity. You remember? What is escape velocity? The minimum velocity required for an object to leave the gravitational influence of the earth permanently. That means immediately you leave that then. Sorry. Amen. Okay, fine, man. Hold on. That means immediately you leave. No, please just focus now. We have a long way to go. We have just started. So immediately we leave that leave the gravitational influence of the earth. What will happen? Everybody in the plane will start floating. That's what happens. So they fly like this, and once they get there, they cannot really proceed. But if you proceed, you can be lost. So you now, just like fly, taking off like this, coming back like this. Just Google zero gravity. Write it down. Zero gravity. Google it. It's written. Amen. So all this, we are seeing the limit of man in exploration. So now let's see. So if God actually lives in heaven, I want to see it right now. So Genesis 11. So please don't forget, the planets above, they are physical. Stars are physical. Don't forget, the star is also like the sun, right? Star generates its own light. Remember? No? Sun, moon does not generate its own light. Moon gets light by reflection of the sun. Don't say yes. You say yes to your gravity shot. Okay. Yes, it's 11 verse 4 now. Don't forget those details. Technology helps, huh? You will not see that something is missing. Creation. And we are told. 11 verse 4. Let's want to go. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name. Let's be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Well, I don't know if it's up to Cocoa that you're trying to build. One of the things that you just say is that even when they were scattered, you know what God is just doing? God is just trying to save them from what? From fruitless project. Fruitless endeavor. But you say you must reach the heaven. When will you stop? Are you with me? And somebody who is not God anyway, somebody just one of the maybe give me the name. I don't know the name. Maybe one of the sons of Noah that is has scattered them there. That is not God again, that is man. But if you get series 1 and series 2, series 1, you understand what I'm saying about that, about authority. See, authority is with man. Thank you. See Genesis chapter 14, verse 19. Will you be hearing us maybe now on right and say, you have work, you are just doing geography. Sorry, that's why we are like this, Matters. We don't know what like this. Genesis 14, verse 19. And God blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of what? Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. I'll be fast. Rush to Exodus. I'll come back to Genesis. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Possessor of heaven and earth. The owner of heaven and earth. He didn't say that lives in heaven and earth. The possessor. And heaven there can just mean sky. See, chapter Exodus 16, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from where? From where? Heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they may will walk in my law or not. So the meat came from where? He said what? Heaven. Heaven there is from where? Just right from above. That Exodus 16, verse 4. From above. So anything that comes from above, it is easy to assume it came from where? Heaven. Let me say this way again. A supernatural from the sky was called from heaven, especially in the Old Testament. Any supernatural that happens from the sky was called from heaven, especially from the Old Testament. We're going to see about rain for very soon. Amen. So the titles can pay their tithes more. John chapter 6. Please turn there. Rush to John chapter 6, verse 28. This is just trying to be intellectual. You have to get to the end of this sermon to know what where we are saying. But if you don't crash all this, you will not see the essence. John 6:28. Don't forget what we just finished reading. They said bread came from where? Heaven, right? Bread came from where? Heaven. John 6, let's read 28 together. Please, let's read about which. Everybody must be there. John 6, 28. Okay, want to go, let's read. They said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Just as I said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Then they said, therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does thou work? 31, want to go. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from where? Heaven to eat. 32. Want to go, guys? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Oh, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Remember our analysis of this place? That is saying, truly, Moses gave you that bread, but it's not from heaven. Or he's saying, what? Because not Moses that gave you from heaven. Think. Let's not rush, okay? What do you think he's saying? He's saying, although Moses gave you the bread, but you didn't come from heaven. Or he's saying, it's not Moses that gave you from heaven. What do you think he's saying? Because you are pretty examining. Amen. So he's saying, that bread that the old man said came from heaven, it is Moses that gave you. It did not come from heaven. My Father gave you right now the true bread from heaven. What's the true bread? Next verse, want to go? For the bread, verse 18, come on guys, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Checkmate. That means, although they said then that this bread came from heaven, Jesus said, no, the only bread that ever came from heaven is myself. That means right now, we must understand which heaven they were referring to in the Old Testament. That means the heaven that Exodus 16 was saying was just what? From the sky. In fact, lithosphere. The heaven of that Exodus 16 was just the sky. The bread came from the sky. I'm not saying sky produced the bread though. I'm saying supernatural. Just came from above. Don't forget, I know you see again, go to the book of Judges. There was a time that Israel was fighting that nation. What happened? A stone came from heaven. Bah! Bah! I say it came from heaven. That is also a supernatural from the sky, from above. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you. Okay. See, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 14. And skip. I was able to summarize maybe the 500. Maybe I just took a tithe of it. So maybe almost like 50 or so of once the New Testament. Then later we see that of the New Testament. Deuteronomy 10, verse 14. 10:14, sorry. 10:14. Deuteronomy 10:14. Behold the heaven and the heavens. See, behold the heaven and the what? The heaven of heavens. So, what do you think this one can see? Think now. That means he had idea of what? Astrology. I mean, he could see. That means, no, you know, this is now Deuteronomy. So now they are starting, okay, I think after this one, there's something else. It was stargazers, right? Yeah? So they are starting to say, okay, even the heavens, even the one after this, the big one, maybe they are just talking about just mesosphere. They have not seen the community, they saw the stars. So even those places where we have the stars, it belongs to God. You think everyone is saying one star? Okay, so you behold the heaven, and the heavens of heavens are the Lord's, and the earth also, and all that is therein. So, it's easy to assume that that is where God lives. Go to 1 Kings 8, verse 27. Don't forget what you just read, though. Now, go to 1 Kings 8, 27. Please look at the Bible. So it's easy to assume that because it's saying the heaven. Some people say, no worry, God lives in the heaven of the what? Of the heavens. The one that is far. 1 Kings 8, 27. You are laughing at me. Sorry. Let's read together. I want to go. But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? They say even that one that you see that is far. President, it cannot contain God. That's not God's will. So where will he stay? Yeah, sorry, open your mouth open for me. Go to 7 Chronicles now. 7:13. Many of you have used this verse to pray. Magnetic scripture. A JB, not scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Now please, live stream, is it clear? Thank you. Sorry for the pink noise of the earlier worships. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 13. If, let's read 13 together, please, want to go? If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, so he said, if I shut up heaven, that there be what? No rain, right? So where does rain come from? According to them, heaven, right? Are you with me, brethren? See verse 14. If my word, people who are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray. You know it? And turn from their wicked ways. Now read. I will hear from heaven. Sing. I will hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. I will hear and heal their land. God bless Ron Kennedy for us. Amen. Praise God. So, what was the blessing you are expressing? Rain for rain, rain. You are praying for rain. You are singing for rain. Amen. That these my people who are called by my name, they will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn for their wicked ways. Then I will hear. How many times have you used that to pray? Did it work? You don't go to CSC now. Thank you. I know it works. Rain comes down, right? Amen. So that's a scripture about rainfall, okay? Are you with me? The rainfall. Say it comes from heaven too. Say this heaven, this one. Sky. Yeah. So we have not seen the home of God since, and we're already in Deuteronomy. Go back to Deuteronomy 28 now, verse 12. We must see where God lives there. Ah, is there? I don't know. We find it today. Where is he? If it's that we find it. Deuteronomy 28, 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give what? The rain unto thy land. Go back to chapter 11, verse 17. Utah, 11, 17. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven. That there was no rain. That is just famine, right? The heaven there is this one. Funny enough, if they live in south of Nigeria, or if they live in South America, Chile and the rest, they've not needed this prayer. You know why? Because they live where? Where did they live? Middle East, desert, Palestine. Are you with me? Of course, I know there are times that. So you know. Let me say it this way. I'm not saying supernatural. But do you know it will be difficult for Elijah to stop praying in Port Harcourt for 3 years? You are in a place where rain falls, maybe let's say at times 10 times in a year. And that 10 times they just bring you for irrigation, cultivate stuff, grow things. It says, now you are stopping rain on Shara. The rain falls like 3 times before in a year. Whether it falls, things will scatter everywhere. Are you with me? So, of course, let me say this. I'm not doubting, no, look at they are powerful, they can do anything. But I'm just saying, also, one of the things that compounded their problem was because what? They live in a desert. So anytime that rain refuses to fall, rain don't come early. Hey, what's us now? Even if rain doesn't fall in June, we are still fine. We still have leftover of food. In fact, we still have river, or Seine River, Egbe Dam. We still have plenty of dams to be using. But then, once there is no rain in its right time, their leftover food is going off. Are you see? So therefore, any slight of dysfunction. Any problem? So that's why we have so much scripture as touching rain for. So much. In fact, I have to skip a lot of them. And they will call it the wrath of God. Maybe there was the wrath of God. Some of them are just normal. At times, the August break will move from August, will go to October. At times, it will come. In fact, there was a, I think before, there was every July, I've noticed before, there was a week that rain will follow through. Nowadays now, we don't see it again. You know? See what happened? See, remember that it has moved. So, what I was saying is that one of the things that compounded their problem was what? Their physical location. Whether you have so much scriptural astonishing praying for. Thank you. Go to Joshua. Verse 11. Because Joshua made it clearer. As soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt. 11. There remained any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven where? You're not there. He is the God in heaven above and in earth beneath. So heaven above is, they refer to the sky, the firmament, the lithosphere. Joshua 10 verse 13. God declared for you. Joshua 10 13. All the heavens you have been seeing so far, what is called heaven? The sky, right? The firmament, the planets. Okay, Joshua 10:13. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasha? So the sun stood still in the midst of where? In the midst of where? Heaven. So they call space what? Heaven, right? And as not to go down about the whole day. This text, sorry. That's Joshua now. That's Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Kings 8, verse 13. You know, we have seen things already. We have seen that we saw Joshua stop sun, right? We saw Noah bring down rain. That's not happened before, right? So it's not impossible for man to be in charge of that creation. Okay? It's not impossible. You don't have to be God. Yeah? Okay, 1 Kings 8 verse 30. Get to this one, please. 1 Kings 8 verse 30. See this one? And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servants, of thy people Israel, when they pray towards this place, and hear thou where in heaven thy was thy dwelling place, when thou wast hearest, forgive. So write in your notes, assumption. Mark 8:30. Assumption. Who saw him there? Who saw him living there? Because you have seen later that you are saying the angels cannot contain you. Okay, thank you. See chapter 8, verse 32. We have several assumptions that got in the Bible that God is, where is God? Just where? It's in the sky. Heaven is far above. Pops, skin. I don't say there's no heaven, no. Just let's see it. Relax. I'm ready. Yes, I'm midway. First King 8:32. Are you there? Same 8:32. Then hear thou in heaven and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head. See 35. When heaven is shut up, right? See now? Same heaven. When heaven is what? Shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee. If they pray towards this place, confess thy name, turn from their sin, when thou afflicted them. See verse 36. Then hear down where? In heaven, and forgive. So what do they call heaven now? Where rain comes from? Are you getting me, brethren? See 39. Hear down again in heaven. That was dwelling place. Same thing, where rain comes from. Chapter 8, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. 1 Kings 8:54. So I'm going up and down because of where I have to put some relevant ones together. Okay, why? It was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knee, with his hands spread up to what? Heaven. And the sky. Chapter 18, verse 45. We don't assume from the Bible. Remember when I was teaching you about the prophets, when I was talking about Elisha, when I asked you that man that Elijah said you will die, and people will from poor people and you will die. I was asking you that, is that one, did he die by supernatural, or he died, or Elijah only foresee what will happen to him? So, you know, it's easy for you to just say any death that happens in the Bible is somebody that decreed that the guy will die. You have to check each passage objectively. Not subjectively, objectively. That means pick each portion and see what he's talking about. Don't just say, okay, because two places is talking about sky or rainfall, just assume that everywhere is talking about rainfall. No, don't do that so like that. As much as you can, look at almost everything. As much as you can, look at it. So where are we now? Okay, I've read down. Let's read 1845. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with what? The cloud and wind. And there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Well, that means heaven was black. Which heaven? No, it goes black. Have you not seen black heaven before? Huh? We have all seen it. So this one. So, you don't really call this one heaven. What do you call it? Sky. But their language then, what do they call it? Heaven. So 22:19, 1 Kings 22:19, and he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of what? Heaven standing by him on his right hand, on his left hand." By the time you know who those hosts are, you know that this cannot be God. Who are those hosts? You ready for that? He said, and there came forth a lying spirit. and God said, "Who shall go and persuade Aaron to go to Ramoth Gilead and die in Ramoth Gilead?" Imagine. No, if you can believe that, you can forget about James 1. He's saying God has not tempted you. God really tempted you. Say, guys, let's read it now. See, open. Yes, that's what. Would you find it for me now? Huh? Right. Okay, let's read together. Yes. 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 Woman said, "I'll do this manner. I'm on that manner. A spirit. Yes. I said, how? How? No, God doesn't even know. Say, God, tell me how. How you do it? Yes, next verse. How he said? And he said, I'll go forth. I'll put a light spirit. Now is prophet. And he said, I go. Go for it. Ah, if that is your God, glory to glory. Pack your Bible and run to which planet? Sorry, don't pack your Bible. Read the Bible. Ah, and God said, so now the same thing happened to Job, right? Abi, Job sat down and said, ah, and the sons of God are gathered together. And Satan also came in the Genko meeting. Amen. I have not been to SCCF before. If you don't know Genko meeting, by the time Satan attends a Genko meeting, now how many hours that meeting lasts? I didn't know. What do we discuss that itself? We just talk, oh, talk. We don't pray that much. Oh. We spend. I don't know the other words. Report, oh, this one you report before. Talk. That's the whole day. If you sleep, it's fine. And you must, I mean, it was tie. Ah, God. Tie was like a yoke of Satan to me. As God just said, Papa, what's all this? God saved us. The light spirit is the presence of the Lord. So that's clear. This is a vision. This is a very bad vision, okay? So, firstly, it's a vision, okay? Also, it's a bad vision. Are you with me? It's a nightmare. So, it's not real. Same way, all those people that gather in place of Job, with Job, it's not just vision, okay? Just like when you have that dream that you are falling from the sky, you're falling. Just wake up. All those dreams, it's not real, okay? Now you have that dream, what do you do? Just say, oh, awesome, thank you, Father. Like, I don't have money to do skydiving now. It's good though. Some of you angels will come and entertain your dream. You see me shouting, Jesus, just wake up and smile. Amen. When you spend all day watching Avengers, and the body, it's okay, every time you really like it, I mean, people take, come to Asgard, and you just see Satos, what's the name of that guy? Bowed for me, guys. Sorry, I'm quoting this one for you. What's that guy? That guy now with that big sword that destroyed that guy. Thank you. What's the name of that guy? Second Kings. Satan or something like that. Second Kings chapter 23. Now. That's how devil dealt with that. That is devil. There's no God in that meeting. That's the devil. Devil. It's an English idea. So when you hear host of heaven doesn't mean you're in heaven. It just means spiritual. It also means spiritual, okay? Spiritual. 2 Kings 23, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is actually. No, later. People are now. They are getting more advanced. This is actually key. See this one. And he puts down the idolatrous priest whom the king of Judah had what? Ordained to burn incense in the high places. In the city of Judah and in other places round about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense unto what? Unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the what? Host of heaven. So what they call host of heaven? Planets, stars, moon, Pluto, anything they can see from that, their telescope in those days, solar system. Thank you. So that you saw host of heaven does not mean that what? Don't mean it's talking about 24 elders. Thank you. What are you saying? So we must find God. God must be living somewhere. Come on, let's keep looking for him. 1 Chronicles 21. You can't find him in 2 Kings, find him in Chronicles. God, where are you? He must be somewhere. Must be somewhere. 1 Corinthians 21 verse 16. And David lifted up his eyes and saw an angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven. That means earth and sky. This guy is just so tall. That's all. Like me. You understand? He's heaven now. You understand? All those shorts, you know, he's heaven. You understand? What are you saying? When Ant-Man became very big, the top of his head is what? You know Ant-Man? Okay. 1 Chronicles. Sorry, I'm using too much. I have my tissue today. 1 Chronicles 21, 26. Sorry. 1 Chronicles 21, 26. No. 21, 26. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offering and peace offering, and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from where? From heaven. By what? When you see fire, where does it come from? Heaven. Where is the heaven? That's sky. That's heaven. You don't have to be. 1 Chronicles 29:11. O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. It's the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as the head above all. No saying, my planets. 2 Chronicles 2 verse 6. Of course, we have read this before in 1 Kings. Let's see, it's in Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 2 verse 6. We can say there are times the heaven is talking about, let me use the word, this one that, where does the spring come from again? What do I call it? Troposphere, right? And heaven, they refer to troposphere, and they refer to space as the heaven. They have not been able to pinpoint, this is the place where God lives. Find it. Where is God? God, where are you? Say, God, where are you? God, where are you? Say, angels, where are you? Say, where is your barrack? You must find it. Okay, thank you. Chapter 2, verse 6. But, where did I go? 2 Chronicles 2, 6. But who is able to build him a house? Imagine. Seeing the what? The heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Who am I then that I should build him an house? Save only to burn incense before him. Since I cannot build him an house, let me just be burning this one every day. Are you with me? So there's a desperation in looking for God. What is happening? They are looking for him in creation. That's it, and that is the point. I've told you that creation, once you perceive God in creation, creation will lead you to the revelation of his son. Are you with me? Are you with me? Creation will tell you that there is a God to search for, but creation will not show you the God. I'll show you down from Romans chapter 1 and chapter 2. The creation will show you that there is a God to search for, but God said the invisible things of him from the creation, of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by things that are what that are made.
How do you like this thing?
Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Right? Romans 1. That's what, find it, for people are not here, find it. Romans 1 verse, is it 18, 19, 20? Check it, read from that place. Go ahead, grow up spiritually, come on. If I get it, no, if I get it stronger than you, 20, Abby? Okay, Romans 1 verse 20, want to go, yes? For the words invisible things of him, yes, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even with eternal power and Godhead, that they are without excuse. So, like I said, he's not saying you will know God fully in creation. But creation will lead you on a journey. That means in creation, you will see, that means if you look at creation, you cannot say there's no God. But you don't search for that God in the creation. That's what I'm saying. It's not saying you should not be worshiping the moon, saying that is God. No. Hallelujah. So we saw the same thing in chapter 6, verse 18. 2 Chronicles 6:18. Go back to Chronicles. But with God in very deep dwell with the men on earth, behold, heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? See chapter 20, verse 6. Chapter 20, verse what? 6. And God said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest thou in what? Over all the kingdom of the earth, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand it. So, just saying God is above and superior. That's what he's saying. He himself said that God is not in heaven. So to say it's in heaven, you just say, oh, you are in heaven, you are superior. That's what he's saying. It's above and superior. Get that? Don't forget that I'm interpreting every verse, so each verse I can put my hand on. So here is now, to interpret this, you know, the same man said God is not in heaven. Are you with me? Now he's saying God of heaven. Now God in heaven. So I'm saying in heaven here would mean that he is above and what? Superior. It does not mean he is there. But he himself said he's not there. So to see you there for man, they are using a place that their hand cannot reach, right? Their comprehension cannot grasp to describe the location of God. Chapter 20, verse 6. Above and superior. So they call him God of heaven. Not because he lives in heaven, but because we can't reach him. Job 22. Come on, don't trip off. Job 22, verse 12. Hold on, wait, hold on. Is not God in the height of heaven? Thank you. And behold, the height of the stars. I see. They use heaven, right? They use what? Stars. How high they are. Luke says something very exciting again. See chapter 38, 29. Chapter 38, 29. Out of the womb came the eyes and the what? Holy frost of heaven. Who has what? Then direct it. What are you talking about? Check those. What is that frost? Don't forget, from creation, there is water above, right? Huh? It was a cover. Excuse me. Holy frost. So just still talking about this cover. Now let's go to the book of Psalm. If you want to look at how many times Psalm mentioned, that would be this chapter. So just fear you. Go to chapter 11, verse 4. Lord is in his holy temple. Don't forget, there is no contradiction in the Bible, but there are, what do I call it now? If the prophets themselves, they have, don't forget, they question themselves. That's just a great point. They had both hypotheses and facts. Excuse me? They have guess, they have facts. I don't want to say they have errors. They have both, because they are all the, everything is, they call it searching. They are trying to guess the point. They have hypotheses and they have facts. Okay, thank you. So the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in what? Come on, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eye lit the old, his eye lit try the children of men. So that's just, it's not even, it's even more poetic. Are you with me? That the Lord is in his holy temple. And the Lord's throne is in heaven. Do you live in a throne? Or you sit on a throne? You live in a throne? Huh? Live inside a throne. The throne is a, what is a throne? You know a chair? Amen. So all those are description. See, 14 verse 2. Psalm 14 verse 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see there were any that did understand and see God. That just means the Lord looked from above. 19 verse 6. His going forth is from the ends of the heaven and is circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Can you see heat? What's heat? Sun. Abby? Can you see heat there? Come on. Sacred, you're not fast. So that means what he's calling heaven is what? Those space where the sun is hot. Nothing is eating from the heat thereof. Are you getting this? Relax. Just calm down your head. Chapter 53 verse 2. Sam. 53 verse 2. For God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand that they see God. I just use the word. God had an helicopter view. What they call God, helicopter view? Where they see all things. That view. That's what means. It stays there. See Psalm 77 verse 18. Look at the answer tomorrow, yeah? Psalm 77 verse 18. The voice of thy thunder was in the what? Heaven. I see what they are calling heaven since. What is the voice of thunder? Troposphere. Amen. Where does thunder come from? Yeah, just this one. Just from the study of nitrogen gas and nitrogen. Thunder is not spiritual. I hope you know. You know? Larry, do you know? Amadi, our worshippers, you know? Say thunder is not spiritual. It's not so. Just some gas, just some, just go good. Go good. You only make up that you go good. Go good that one too. Just some nitrogen plus, just some, once they just meet themselves over there, pa! Which happens normally during rainfall. The thunder is not the power of God. Means of thunder actually sounds like the power of God. No, that's not thunder. It will first give you a pre-introduction. So it was just a big discharge of voltage from the cloud. That is thunder, okay? So where are we? That is 78 verse 18. 78 verse 23. 17:23. Because this, don't forget, this is what I'm saying. If the psalmist is saying heaven is the house of God, then consistently would you see it as what? The house of God, not where rain and thunder will be coming from. Are you getting me? So if he says consistently that God is in heaven, but by that he said God is in heaven, also rain come from heaven. Which heaven are you talking about, Baba? Okay, that's, thank you. So keep looking at it. 78 verse 23, though he commanded the cloud from what? Above, and opens the doors of Psalm 78 verse 23. Though he had commanded the cloud from above, and and open the doors of heaven. Same thing, cloud. 24. And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of what? Heaven. Later, Jesus told us that thing did not come from heaven. Take from the sky. Psalm 89. Verse 6. Psalm 89, verse 6. Well done. It's not easy. It's never six. For who is... Well, just take one more, then we'll go. I have like four. See you tomorrow. Amen. God bless us. Friends, enjoy tomorrow. And it's never six. For who is in the heavens? For who in the heaven can be what? Compared unto the Lord. Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? What do you think he's talking about there? Not just spirits now, right? Talking about spiritual people, spiritual beings. Who among the spiritual beings can be compared to the Lord? Spiritual beings. Spirit. 89:37. Was there. It shall be established forever as a moon and as a faithful witness in where? Heaven. Atmosphere. That is us. Over there, the space. Psalm 102 verse 19. For he had looked down from the height of the sanctuary from heaven. The Lord beheld the earth from above. As I was saying, somebody that's he's talking about someone that sees everything. Pastor, Psalm 103 verse 11, some psalms are plenty. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards what? Them that what? Fear him. Oh, so they are using heaven to describe what? Distance. As the heaven is high above the earth. Actually, the distance is infinity. Right? So great is his mercy towards them that fear him, the sky. Psalm 104 verse 12. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation. We sing among the branches. Fowls of the heaven. Talking about birds that fly, just this one. Amen. Troposphere. Birds. 16. They all love this heaven of heavens. Psalm 115 verse 16. Let's read from verse 15. Let's read Psalm 115 from verse 15 to 18. Psalm 115 from verse 15 to 18. Okay, want to go, guys? Yes? You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the world, free of men. So why are they saying the heavens are the Lord? It's only earth they give us. Why? Because in those days, they don't have rockets. They can't access it. Are you with me? You with me? You get that? So, 17, because, let me not rush ahead of myself. 17, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 136, verse 26. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endured what? Forever. Psalm 139, verse 8. If I ascend unto heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Ah. So, God is in heaven, God is in hell. So that is just very nice poetic. That is just to describe that he is everywhere. Are you with me? That is not saying God is in heaven or hell now. What do you call it? Allegory? So, he's saying, if I make my bed in heaven, you are there. If I go down to hell, you are there. So, that is just describing the part that was... Yeah, I was trying something like Roman science. Not saying God is in heaven and hell. God is in hell. And people are suffering in hell. That is serious. Are you with me? Okay, Psalm 147, verse 8. Psalm 147, the question is God everywhere? We have to answer that question. Sorry, I know you are scared of the answer. Eh? Psalm 147, verse 8. Ask your pastor at home. She gave me one philosophical answer. Thank you. Psalm 147 verse 8. Who covered the heaven with what?
With what? Clouds, who prepared rain for the earth and make it grass to grow upon the inhabitants' atmosphere. Proverbs 23. Let's leave some other. So much of it. The only reason we can is because I'm just really going on through this to make a statement at the end of the day. We cannot make that statement until at least we look through. Praise God. Say, I'm young, so I can know God. Thank God, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We'll see you. We'll develop white skin in church. Amen. Grow old, learning the word. Amen, amen. No stress can make you can make your head of your head. Just study so much that as I see, this white hair on your head. Come on, please don't get tired. I'll soon be there. Come on, don't get tired. Proverbs 23, verse 5. Without set thy eyes upon that which is not, for riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly as what? Eagle towards heavens. So eagle, heaven, right? Sky, right? Pastor Joe, you're not opening it. Eagle, heaven, sky. 25, verse 3. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of the king is unsearchable. Poetic. The book, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13. Okay, that's everything we're starting. Online. Amen, amen. Okay. 1:13, and I give my heart to seek and search, and by wisdom concerning all things that are done under the sky. Chapter 5, verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou art upon the earth, and God is above. Assumption. Isaiah 34. I'm moving. Don't. This is the next part. Next part is the real joker. Then, or we seal it up. Isaiah 34, verse 4. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as it was scrolled, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine. As a falling fig from the fig tree. They say all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, talking about the stars, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. That is talking about the same thing. Peter chapter 3 is talking about Isaiah 55, verse 10. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Okay, these are all traces on which we make conclusion. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, the turning not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth. And God, that is talking about rain from heaven. Isaiah 66 verse 1. Isaiah 66 verse 1. 6 verse 1. Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? It shows that the earth. Okay, where is no throne? See, alpha, so if this is a throne, where will the footstool be? Close, right? I is telling you that was the heaven and the earth, they are together. Get that? This is the throne, right? Where is the footstool? You know the what? The throne. So that means what is just referring to heaven as throne is what? Sky and what? Earth. Get that? Not saying heaven is one throne far. Then the letter of God now stretch down. Dah! But shall I give you a rema? Shall I give you a rema? The Bible says the Lord sits upon the circles of the earth. Eh? Some say, do you know why the earth was not spherical? It's slightly what? It's not circular, it's slightly spherical. That means it's flattened at the poles. Do you know why? The Bible says God sits upon the what? Circles of the earth. So as God sat down upon the, what happened? Flat. Unfortunately for you, I was going to give the rema years ago. Remember, God sits upon the circle. You guys didn't know why the earth was spherical. Deep things. God has forgiven me. Amen. Oh, God. It's like a flattening on the edges. Okay, Jeremiah 7, 33. Let's keep it for Pastor Ezekiel. Jeremiah 7. And the carcasses of these people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven. Fowls of where? Heaven. Chapter 8, verse 2. I'm going to give you this proof from almost every prophet. So, no prophet successfully called heaven the house of God. Jeremiah 8 verse 2, and they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven. Chapter 8 verse 2. Chapter 10 verse 2. 10 verse 2. What they called heaven was just the space and the planets. We don't see far beyond that. So we need something more than a rocket to see God. There is a planet that they are not seeing. It must be somewhere. Okay. Jeremiah 9:10 verse 2. Lord said the Lord, learn not this the way of the eating, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the eating are dismay at them. That is astrology, right? Sign of the heaven. Just things that happen. Just, you know, you are seeing maybe one asteroid is falling down. That type of thing. Signs of the heavens. That is astrology. See, Jeremiah 23 verse 24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Say the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Say the Lord. I just. Verse 25. Thus say the Lord. If my covenant be not what? Jeremiah 33 now. Okay, sorry. Go to 33:25. God says, Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of the heaven and earth. So that is talking about the circle, the rotation of the earth around the what? That's the earth around the sun. We always see, always very constant. Non shift based. And the rest, except for the on the thank you. Except for the leap year that we don't know how that thing happens. It's born on February 29th, yeah. They celebrate their birthday once in what? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That birthday is always very special. And they will not be doing it on 28th. On 28th. Yeah, it's actually, you know, it's mad that I actually discovered all those things, yeah. It's not this guy that said cause, it's not Joshua that caused leap year. Joshua? Is it Joshua? So, where is God? God, where are you? Jeremiah 33, verse 25. God said the Lord, if my command be. Okay, see chapter 51, verse 9. Jeremiah 51, verse 9. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. Let us go, everyone, into his country, for judgment reach unto heaven. Let us say, judgment is filled. And it's lifted up even unto the skies. Can you see? Heaven has skies. Can you see that? Are you looking? Heaven has skies. Chapter 51, verse 15. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. He has stretched out the world's heavens by his understanding. Amen. He never stretched out his plans, his kind of space. Ezekiel 32 verse 7. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heavens and make the stars therefore dark. Talking about the space, right? Huh? Next verse, Daniel 2:28. For there is a God in heaven. Daniel 2:28. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar, who shall be, what shall be in latter days, thy dream and thy visions of the earth. Then it was also in chapter 4, verse 19, chapter 4, verse 13. When he's saying there is a God in heaven, he's saying he's different from us. There's a God in heaven, he is different from us. He is different from us. See chapter 4, verse 13. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, behold, a watcher, and what? An holy one came down from heaven. Pastor, don't give up. Remain small. Come on. Remain small. You are tired. What should I do? Amen. I'm not used to it. I'm used to it. Come on. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, there was a watcher and an holy one came down from. What is it? I saw in the word a vision. Right? Vision. Not from anywhere literal. Chapter 4, verse 20. The tree thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven. That's see vision. Chapter 6, verse 27. Let me promise you, we have just three or four scriptures to go. Okay? Rest. What? Okay. Well done. Daniel 4:27. 6:27, thank you. He delivered and rescued, and he worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. Hallelujah. He worked signs and wonders in heaven above and beneath. It's not talking about above and beneath. So if you're in the airplane, God works wonders. Hallelujah. Maybe it's shaking. Ah! Only everybody become a Christian. Yesu! Who is with the gap? Ah! Yes! Gap. Remember, there was a time that the thing just... that one was funny. I was wearing cap. The thing just like... Ha! Like, a sudden drop. My cap just flew off. I just grabbed it. Everybody actually jumped up from the seat, actually. And everybody went into panic at least for like for 10 seconds. I'm not telling you the airline. Sorry, you see, I will never enter this airline again. Hallelujah. It just came down. My cup. Amen. Say, God worketh signs and wonders in earth and in heavens. Hallelujah. Say, if I'm in Asgard, I can work miracles. Okay, sorry, forget that. That is fiction. Amos 9 verse 2. Amos 9 verse 2. Any Amos in the house? Not today, we'll come tomorrow. Go and preach and bring one in. Go and preach and bring in one Amos. 9 verse 2. Though they dig into hell, then shall my hand take them, and though they climb up to heaven, then will I bring them out down. He's talking about anywhere you are, he will find you. Abi? And that's poetic. That's like proverbial. So, now relax. Remember, I've told you, if it is created, then it is for man. Look, if it is created, then it is for man. It's not impossible to say everything we saw, the sun, why do we have the sun? Now, if right now it is only on us that is confirmed life, at least my life now. I'm not even talking about plants. Human life, right? Are you with me? If it's only confirmed that it's on earth, that means everything you are seeing, they are meant to service the earth. It is clear. The sun the moon, the stars, everything in the orbit, they are one way or the other doing what? Servicing the earth. Now, clear? Everything you are seeing, one way or the other, they are what? Servicing the earth. That means all the planets, they are all part of the physical creation. So they are either serving the earth, or some of them are just part of Adam's failed project. That's basically what I can call it, or part of Adam's failed project. So, say it again, if it is created, it is for man. Creation is man's home. The creation is man's home. Now, do you know what they have been complaining about since? They are saying they cannot reach the heavens. And of course, they were referring to the sky. But, of course, the Bible says in the beginning, God created what? Heaven and the earth. Thank God for Jesus. So, if heaven is a creation, then it's man's home. That's first. Therefore, this space cannot be our heaven. Because no man stays there. This space, all these planets, that is not your heaven. Why? Because all those space, everything we are seeing, they are all to support the earth in that orbit. That's a Milky Way, have you ever, Baba, call it? Milky Way. So, all this physical creation, that cannot be our heaven. But we know that there is a, or there should be a heaven for man. So there should be an heaven for man. And unfortunately, the way Jesus was giving us that parable of the rich man and Lazarus, he never said Abraham died and went to heaven. He never said Lazarus died and went to heaven. He said Lazarus died and was what? Carried to Abraham's bosom. But each man died and in hell, he lit up his eyes. So that says something. At least, if you want to say heaven is just a spiritual location, you know, with everything you have read, that's what you just come up with, that, okay, it's a location of spirit, spiritual location. If it's a spiritual thing, then Abraham should be there. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many times have I told you? Creation was not completed. Adam was work in progress. What was the destination of Adam? For him to be where? In Christ. Huh? Man is not complete until man in my what? Own image. That means, I'm not saying Adam has one of his hand cut off, or he does not think very well, or his nose is half. No. But the destination of man is in Christ. That means Adam was, he himself was work in progress. Adam was now take that choice to eat the tree of life and now become the man in the image of God. That's the destination. That's the rest of it. That's day seven, right? Huh? Man was preparing on the evening of day six so he can enter day seven. Day seven was the day of rest. That's the Sabbath of God. Thank God. Can you hear me? So, the issue now is, we are not sure if heaven already existed in the Old Testament. All we saw in the Old Testament was firmament, sky, somewhere that we cannot see, that we cannot reach. But, say thank God for Jesus. But by the time the New Testament was open, there is a word there that you have took for granted. Matthew chapter 3. Read this, then we go and break. Okay. By the power of God. Hallelujah. So by the time. So that now I'm saying it's not just about, I'm not saying heaven now, I'm not saying it's physical, I'm not saying it's a spiritual location, so therefore they cannot get there. Or it's for spirit. You didn't see any spirit in heaven. You don't see any angel in heaven. They are not there. Are you with me? Most of all those hosts of heaven is just vision. You just saw the hosts of the sky. In fact, even Paul called them prince of the power of the air. Get me? But when the New Testament opened, with a loud voice, let's read Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Glory, glory, glory. And say, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means it never existed before. Now, for, you know, it was not particular. He used the word kingdom of heaven, not your astrology. Kingdom would be a domain with a king, right? Where people would live. So he said that he's saying a new planet is coming. All the kingdom of heaven is now where? At hand. So that shows that there is no kingdom of heaven before the coming of Christ. Write this down. Close. There is no kingdom of heaven before the coming of Christ. But Jesus came to say the kingdom is now where? It's now what? It's at hand. It's now near. It's about to begin. Glory to God. So write this down. Then we close. Both heaven as a state and heaven as a place does not exist before the coming of Christ. Heaven as a state or as a place is tied to that coming of Jesus. It's tied to the new creation. That means clearly what we saw in Genesis 1 was the account of the creation of the earth. The account of heaven, the account of the creation of heaven will be found in Christ. Amen. Not permitted to go over this. Just rest. Soon. I'm going to leave this place.